Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny and Haiti 105.7 The Fan with Nolan McGraw. Vinny broke down the Ravens defense and their win against the Minnesota Vikings. Ravens put 27 on the board against the Minnesota Ball Club on the road to win their third straight game. What went right? What's still concerning? Let's break it down. Offensive film.
All right. Offensively, the receivers, they ran good routes. Were they open all the time? Yeah, some of the times, you know, I mean, like, he's got a choice. He's reading it, and Lamar's reading it, and, you know, Bateman's open, but Zay's also open. He's going to Zay, and that's kind of...
What's the target share? Like, incredibly one-sided?
A lot to a little, you know. But, let's talk about the tight ends. Three of them play a lot, all three of them, and Ricard. I mean, they're all – those four guys played, I think, like 39 plays each or more. So all of them are on the field quite a bit, and I think that was a lot to handle the stunts and the blitzes and stuff. Likely, I was a little – to me, his blocking, I've never been a big fan of his blocking on, you know, when he's in line. So I don't think he does a real good job there. He gets bounced around. And Andrews is not a great inline block either. But, like, the one pass that Likely caught, I mean, you know, right before that, get out of bounds. Get out of bounds on that. And then he fumbles, you know, out of bounds. Come on. You know, play smart. I mean, the whole issue about this team's going to be the offensive line. And, I mean, that's what it always comes back to. And they struggled. And, you know, What they did a lot was they had Ricard in there a lot with Henry. And then they were kind of in like a tight formation because Bateman was inside, you know, and Bate would have to block. One time he had to block number 15, and that wasn't good. You know, that was a bad result on that one. But the problem that the Ravens have with the offensive line is Stanley may be great on – say he plays 60 plays. 58 plays, he plays great. But you know, on the two plays that he plays bad, the other guys are playing really good, and then that guy makes the play. I mean, that's kind of the way the offensive line has been. Voorhees, to me, makes more mistakes and kind of busts than anybody does. He's not a great athlete, and he gets off balance a lot. So, you know, he struggles in both run and pass. He gets knocked off and things. Lindenbaum, he has his five or six snaps that he stinks. And, you know, I mean, if the center's having trouble, you know, that guy's in the backfield. Falele, same with him. A lot of his, and to me, he's easy, pretty easy to read, is Falele, if you put a big hogger over him, he'll be fine. But if you're stunting from the outside and coming inside and he's got to redirect, that's where he struggles. Rosengarten kind of struggles with power. And Bob, I said it earlier in the show, they had one drive that was beautiful, that everybody was on the same page. Everybody was blocking properly, and the Ravens went bam, bam, bam. And that was the pass to Andrews for the touchdown. That was the Lamar sweep, which was beautiful, to the left side. I mean, Lamar could have walked it. I mean, he tripped over a guy that got blocked is what happened. But that drive was beautiful. That drive was like last year, you know, and that's what they're capable of doing. But for only one drive, they were capable. The next series, they're backed up. This is fourth quarter. They're backed up, and they need a first down. They go three and out. First play, they lose two. They don't block anybody. I'm like, how can you just be so perfect, and then you're punting, you know, that you're so bad on the next three plays? I mean, it's like, I don't understand it, you know. And can they be?
You're almost speechless talking about the.
Can they become consistent doing it? And that's the thing. I don't know. They haven't, you know. But if you show for a series that you can do it, then they got to be able to stack it. But it's the most amazing thing when you're watching. You say, damn. All right, all five linemen did a hell of a job there. Oh, Ricard, you screwed up. So the guys in the backfield. You know, I mean, that's, you know, or, you know, the tight end is supposed to block, and he lets the guy cave down inside. You know, or some of the times, Bob, like Lamar's reading him, and he reads it wrong. You know, because he's reading the end. End crashes down, he pulls. And then, like, to start the game, the second play of the game, Lamar just followed Henry up into the line because he should have handed it off. And, Bob, you know what? Like, the first play of the game, we talk about Zay dropped the ball. You know who effed it up the most was? Rosengarten. Rosengarten's pass block, and he lets the guy run right around him. So he's jumping up in Lamar's face. I think what happened was, I don't think Zay saw it coming out. And Rosengarten gets beat flush on the first play of the game. I mean, that the biggest problem with the offense is just the inconsistencies of the offensive line. Because you know what? They can never get into a rhythm. You know, I mean, last year, Bob, how many times was it? Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know, maybe a punt, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. I mean, this
dominate
year.
Dominate time of possession.
Yeah,
and all
this
stuff.
Year, like, we're punting four or five times. You know, Stroud's become a Pro Bowl punter. You know, I mean, that's. That's the biggest problem they got, Bob. I mean, just the inconsistencies of the blocking of the offensive line. And throw Ricard in there, too. Throw Ricard in there, too, and throw the tight ends in there, too, when it's the run stuff. You know, I mean, and then, Bob, they put Ricard up on the line, play tight end, and then he's pass blocking the I think it was number 15. And, you know, as...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, he's playing a tackle spot then, you know, playing tight end. You know, you got to step back. You got to kick back with your left leg. No, he just steps with his left leg. He just steps left. And what happens? Dude runs right around him and, you know, and sacks Lamar. I mean, those are... Like, the defense is starting to do the little things. That's the problem with the offense. They're not doing the little things that they need to do, like head on the wrong place. Defensively, fundamentally, they're getting better. O-line and stuff, fundamentally, no, because they keep messing up.
So the offense, you know, in spite of a poor offensive line,
yeah,
coming together just a little bit, not explosive like they were last year, nope, to Vinny's point. Cleveland's going to have an interesting defense with Jim Schwartz coming at him on Sunday, so things aren't going to be a walk in the park for that one either.
I'm guessing, Bob, it's going to be a slow start for the – I mean, if the offense starts fast and it's boom, boom, you know, it's blowout city. Then they're going to blow them out because their offense is not going to be able to move the ball much, you know. So they're going to struggle early. They're going to have – just like they did last – they had to get turnovers, you know, from the defense. So that's probably what it's going to happen again.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, will come back. Heroes of the Week, NFL Week 10. Talk about the offense, defense, and rookies as we see it. Doesn't necessarily have to be in line with the NFL's official selections. If you want to join us for this one, you can at 410-583-1057. Want to have some NFL lunch with us? You can. New starting quarterback with the Giants. We'll get into all of that. We'll preview Week 11. Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com as well. Ravens sit 5-4, or 4-5 rather, heading to Cleveland on Sunday. What's their record going to be when the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town first week of December?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.